Blog Talk Radio.
To bring me down, knock me off the mountain. I told my mom about it, she just started screaming, shouting. Said my blessings coming soon, flowing like a fountain. Your faith stronger through your trials and your tribulations. But give it all to God, a little time, a little patience. Name it, claim it, your joy coming in the morning time. Keep this on your mind, even on your grind. Taking with you everywhere you go to keep your soul fed. She rubs some blessed oil on my forehead. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, take control, make him whole. Joy coming forth.
That's why it's so important that we
see it through the eyes of God. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she would give us a word of prayer, and also pray for the bereaved family of that of the Brother Boot. They just said that they did a funeral, and a lot of the family members, some they had to call the police and all a bunch of stuff. They had too many folks there. But either way, let's pray that the family just come together and be as one and that kind of thing. I know how it is when you lose a loved one, boy. You want to be there, and you don't know who tell not to be there. But either way, then you have to obey the laws of the land. So there's a lot of stuff going on. So just let's pray for the bereaved family of the Christian All-Star. Pastor Bill, thank you.
Everyone, good afternoon. And Pastor, thank you for that selection. His love is forever. Thank God that God's love is forever. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Romans, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 2nd verse. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. In the 8th verse, but God commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Christ Jesus. We're thanking you for this broadcast and all the listeners and those who participate. Father God, we want to pray right now for the Baridi family of the Christian All-Stars, which I understand, Father God, that he was one of the founders, Father God, and we're just praying for the family, Father God. We know that you are in control. You see all things. You know all things. And, Lord, we're just praying for peace in that family right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would touch each and every one of them, Father God, and touch their hearts, Father God. We know that at a time when we lose a loved one, Father God, we just have all kind of emotions running through us, Father God. But we know that you're going to keep them. And we're just pleading the blood over that family right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, and we're just thanking you for all things that you've done, Father God. We're thanking you for your word and teaching us, Father God, and showing us, Father God, through the word of God, that you said in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, we're just praying that you would just have your way. Even on this broadcast, Father God, there may be others going through different things in their life, Father God, but we know that you will keep them in perfect peace as long as they keep their minds stayed on thee. And Lord, we know that you are so powerful that you can just have your way in our lives, and we surrender to you, Father God, allowing your Holy Spirit to guide and direct us, Father God. Lord, touch each and every one in the name of Jesus, and we bind up any and everything that may try to come up against this broadcast, against our pastor, the listeners, and those that participate. We bind it up, anything that's not Christ-like right now, in the name of Christ Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you for your word. And ask that you would touch those that are sick and shut in, all those who are bereaved, and those who are going through. Lord, we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor, so much. I'm excited about this word today. That was a beautiful prayer. In Paul's letter to the Corinth church, I just want us to be mindful of how important his leadership was, and how important it was for our loyalty to the human leaders of the of our day and time, even today, just like they were. And they was being remember that they were Christians, and that we must care for our fellow believers, the followers of Christ, and not to really fight against one another, but to show love. And so as Paul addressed these problems in the church throughout Asia Minor, that's what I should say, because he was in Jerusalem, Antioch, and Ephesus, all down through Asia, Corinth, Athens. I mean, he was just all over. I want to put a P in there. I'd like for us to start reading in 2 Corinthians 12 and 18. And I'm going to show you something, and then we'll get into the rest of this lesson. So, Evangelist Sharon, if you have 2 Corinthians 12 and 18, I'm going to point out something here.
Yes. Good afternoon, Pastor BG, and good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all listeners, and praise God, and thank you for both the collection and the beautiful prayer. In 2 Corinthians in the King James 12 and 18, it reads as follows. I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a game of you? Walk we not in the same spirit? Walk we not in the same steps? Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, did I cheat or trick you? Do anyone I sent? I asked Titus to visit and sent some brothers along. Did they swindle you out of anything? And haven't we always been just as above board, just as honest? Amen.
Amen. See, Paul had already written them in the three other letters. We only have a count of two of them, and that's 1st and 2nd Corinth. I'm not going to get into what happened to the other one. They have a whole lot of lost writings, but certainly we have these two to go by. And Paul was letting the church at Corinth know the second letter. He used the strong words to correct the teaching. And most of the churches responded in the right spirit. But, however, those who were denying Paul's authority were denying Paul as a spiritual director, or as, but they knew he was the author. They knew his method of operation. They knew how he loved the Lord. One of the key verses that I found, how he, it was just in his teaching. And I'm trying to get to a point, but I want you to know that he saw himself as an ambassador. And that we were, well, we're in 2 Corinthians. We'll go there right quick. Because I'm just trying to build my case for where I want to go to today. But in 2 Corinthians 5 and 20, you want to go there? 2 Corinthians 5 and 20.
Yes, 2 Corinthians 5 and 20 in the King James Version reads as follows. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, we're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ himself now, because friends become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. Amen.
Amen. And what he was telling them, in order for them to become reconciled to God, matter of fact, one scripture says he was begging them, pleading with them. But he was doing it on behalf of Christ because he was an ambassador. He was representing Christ. And not only does he count himself as one, but he says we. He didn't leave out the others like Timothy and Titus and others that was trying to get the body of Christ on one track. So when you understand Corinthians, that's what you're going to understand, that there was a lot of things Paul was trying to do in terms of reconciliation as far as reconciling the people. Well, why did he have to reconcile them? Because there was differences, had all these differences. And that's why it was so important that he reconciled these people back together. And they become one in Christ. So Paul wrote the Second Corinthians during 3 years that he visited in Ephesus or Ephesians. His third missionary journey, where he put the two cities. Now somebody said, well, why is all that important? See, when you're living right there on the coast, right there where the ships come in and go out, all kinds of people come there, all kinds of religion. They was bringing all kinds of stuff in there. So he was busy trying to get these folks straightened out about all these false gods. Do you realize they had so many false gods? They had so much false teaching. So Christian must never be compelled with this selfish idea of practicing religion, but being the body of Christ, but being the church, being who they are. And they were trying to get them to convert over and become worshipers of idols. And Paul had to remind them, you forgot who you are? You forgot what happened? We're free. We're free in Christ. Yet we must not abuse our Christian freedom by being inconsiderate and being insensitive to others. So we must never encourage others to do wrong because of something we have done. So let us be guided by the Holy Spirit. Let our behavior speak to who we really are. Worship must be carried out properly in the church. And this is what Paul was getting to. So when it came down to tongues, I'm trying to get there. I know I'm struggling a little bit trying to get there. But I want you to know that when it came down to tongues, it was a very important message. So he stopped. He had to stop his teaching over there in 12 and just go straight to how important love is. And I want you to put a pin right there for a moment, because I want to tell you, love is real important, man. Love is, because love is God, and God is love. And you got to have faith in this. So that's what Paul was trying to do, get the people to have faith in this love like God. And so he breaks it all down and tell them how important it is to love. It's beyond all this other stuff. But and some of the key people that supported his same message was Timothy, was Titus, member of his household. And someone may ask, well, why is all this important? Because Paul had the task, and no one else, to explain the role of a woman in the church. So I'm not trying to get real deep, but for those that don't know, let me tell you what. Women have always played a role in the body of Christ. Always. From the time of his resurrection. Y'all better tell me don't go there, because I'm about to go there. The angel told the woman, "Say, you go tell my disciples and Peter." So they had to be Christ telling a woman to go tell his disciples and Christ. Am I the only one on here today? What's going on here? Maybe I lost everybody.
No.
Praise God. Yeah, see, Paul was explaining to them how important the Lord's Supper was, because you had these strangers that was coming up questioning the position of women, questioning marriage, questioning what a true Christian was. So, so Paul gave them pointers and practical. I kind of like 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 40 is a good, is a beautiful lesson there. It concerns a lot of questions about meat and sacrifice and idols. You folks that come up here with all these questions. So, and some of these believers became weak. And some of them was especially weakened brothers because of other things. So when you get into 1 Corinthians 8, 1 through 12, you begin to see some of this. So Paul goes on to talk about worship. And he was carefully to explain the role of a woman, the Lord's supper, and spiritual gifts. Now, I just pray y'all understand this because I'm going to go super to this one point, and I want y'all to get it. In the 2 Corinthians, it was so necessary that they understand leadership. It was so necessary that they understood the divine purpose. It was so necessary that they have a readiness and willingness of doing what the Word of God said. So all of this stuff came into play as he explained. So that's another reason he had to write 2 Corinthians, so that the people would get a clear understanding. Then also, you know, he could affirm who he was in Christ. And let me tell you this, because sometimes God give us stuff and tells us things, and we got to listen. I know I'm planning on going to Dubai, and they had sent me the itinerary, and it was strange. They said what they tongue was. I said, that's interesting. Their tongue, meaning their language.
Yeah. All right.
But then that wasn't the killer. Here's the kicker right here. Then they said it was Arabic. But they said, I should get that paper. They said that it's written in English for the people to have an understanding. Boy, I just thought that was awesome. Can you imagine getting off of a bus or a plane and everything in Arabic?
They'd be lost.
There you go. So they took the time to write it out in English.
Praise
so
God.
It had become universal so that people can get some understanding.
All right.
And that's the same thing it was with tongues. You know, people have to have that understanding. They have to understand the things that the Lord is saying. And you don't need that in tongues. A different language. I like to say you don't need it in a different language. You don't understand it. Because I know every time I say tongues, people get all... So I just want you to know, you don't need it in a different language that you don't understand. Because the last thing I want to do... You get off a tourist bus, and I don't know which way to go. There's nothing that I can relate to, nothing I can, understand. Wow, isn't this the very thing we talking about? Is right here. So if I went to Tara, if I went to Ephesians, or if I went to the Philippi, there were signs that would tell me, hey, do go here, go there. If you're looking for Antioch, it's to the right, and Jerusalem is south of that. But if that stuff was written in Arabic, I'd be lost. I just have to say it.
Amen.
Now, I know some of these real spiritual people say, well, you ought to just trust the Lord. Brothers and sisters, don't be ignorant to truth, okay? Don't be ignorant to truth. I was talking to one sister, and she said, oh, well, I'm going to trust the Lord. Well, okay, go ahead on. Faith without works is dead. You don't trust the Lord for you to pass the test, and you don't know nothing about what's in the test, but you don't trust the Lord. Am I saying you can't do that? No. I'm just telling you, don't be ignorant, because the Bible says faith without works is dead. So why don't you learn what the lesson is about, and so when you get ready to take the test, you won't have to say, well, I'm going to trust the Lord. But I'm going to be honest with you, because I don't believe in luck and that kind of stuff. I tell you right now, you done flunked the test. I mean, you know, I'm just keeping it 100. You know, you done flunked that test.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to learn about the body points, and you haven't studied. How do you know there's 22 points? How do you know that? I'm just trusting the Lord. But that's why you learn. You have to even learn the Word of God. Why do you think he says in 2 Timothy 2:15 to study? Why he wants you to study? So you can learn.
Yeah.
Why do you think the Bible says, learn of me? See?
Yeah.
It's the same thing, brother and sister, with tongues and anything. If we need to learn what the Scripture says about this stuff. And be on about our Father's business.
Amen.
But I did want to say this because I think it's such a great lesson. We should have, I'm going to go over there to the 2 Corinthians, I think it's 12. There's a lot of stuff there, but in 2 Corinthians 12, I want to say it's about the 11th verse. Go to the 11th verse, if you will, Evangelist Sharon.
Yes. 2 Corinthians 12 and 11 in the King James Jesus song. I apologize. My computer skipped to 13. 2 Corinthians 12 and 11 in the King James Jesus song. I am become a fool and ruined. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commend of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Well, now I've done it. I've made a complete fool of myself by going on like this. But it's not all my fault. You put me up to it. You should have been doing this for me, picking up for me, and commending me instead of making me do it for myself. You know from personal experience, even if I'm a nobody, a nothing, I wasn't second rate compared to those big shot apostles you're so taken with. Amen.
Yeah. So, here's what's going on, brother and sister, so you can really see this thing. Probably just got to explain to them how the power of God was on his life and that how his grace was sufficient and that for when he was weak, God made him powerful. And I'm just saying this to somebody. Sometimes you got to get on your knees, brother and sister, so God can put you on your feet. And sometimes in your weakness is when you become strong. So don't ever think that you're not there. You're where you're supposed to be at. So that's what God was allowing to happen to Paul, so that people could see, hey, this man had become a straight, I don't want to use the word fool, but he had become, so that people could see the God that was in this man.
Amen. Praise God.
He was letting them know that he was not inferior to these other apostles that they've been listening to. Because, see, they even questioned his understanding of the Holy Ghost. They questioned his ability to explain what tongues were. So that's why he went there.
Amen.
That's right. And he was only there teaching them because they needed it. We all know sometimes God wants you to put yourself on the spot. But that's what he did.
That's right.
He put himself on the spot so the people could be blessed by it. And
Amen.
Yeah, see the spirit and the more I think about it, especially over there in 2 Corinthians 3, about the glory of God, that the spirit, how it impacts the body of Christ. But anyway, I just find it so interesting to know that, brothers and sisters, y'all on the right track, man. God teaching you. He himself teaching you. You're getting that word and put faith in that word. That's my take on it. Well, I'm going to ask Pastor Chip to give out the number one more time. And starting Monday, we're going to start using this number.
Amen. That number is 216-799-0090. That's 216-799-0090. Access code 68013-09. Access code again 68013-09. Amen.
Amen.